We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up!
I'm up.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Friday is here.
Thank the Lord. I can't wait to sleep all weekend long.
Let's get going. I'm sorry if I sound impatient, but I've been up since 2:30 in the morning.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, I was so excited for Friday.
I guess so.
And I just couldn't wait to get started. So, I've been drinking coffee. I'm ready to go.
Well, then let's go, by God.
Fave Friday song. Start thinking of it. We're going to need it in minutes. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is right over there.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks for being here as we kick off the weekend. And not just any weekend.
It's Father's Day weekend. Not a dad yet.
Let me ask you this, Morgan, and I know you feel like you're on trial.
Yeah, that's why I'm not looking at you.
As I ask you questions, but what is the maddest you've ever made your dad?
You know what? I am my dad's favorite. I shouldn't say that.
How many siblings? You have a sister.
Yeah, I have a sister. But it's fine because I know that my sister is my mom's favorite. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's fine. I am my dad made over. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot for my dad to get mad at me. But one time he really got mad at me when I was in high school. And this was when we actually lived in West Virginia. And we came back up to my grandma's house in Ashland because I was taking some of my high school friends to Cedar Point because they had never been. Mm-hmm. So we drove all the way up from West Virginia, me and three of my other friends. And we're in Ashland the night before. And my friends are like, we're bored. Can we go see a movie? And I'm like, okay, like no problem. But I didn't know my way around Ashland. And I was like, my friends want to go to a movie. My parents are like, no, it's late. It was already like 8 o'clock. They wanted to go to like a 10 o'clock movie. We're in high school. And they're like, no, don't, like, you have a long day tomorrow, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, no, we're going. Very long story short, I got lost.
Uh-oh.
In Ashland. We didn't see the movie. I was running around stranded. I was like on E. And if you've ever been to Ashland, at least where my grandma lives, there's no street lights. And there's really not like road signs. It's like every road sign is a number. So I had no idea where I was. And it was like midnight. My dad's calling me. He's screaming on the phone. He's like, you are not going to Cedar Point tomorrow.
Oh, really?
You guys are getting in the car and you're going back to West Virginia. I told you not to go to this movie. I mean, I was bawling. I was hysterical. Finally, my dad came and saved us. We did end up going to Cedar Point the next day, but I never saw a movie in Ashland ever since then.
Now, since you are your dad's favorite, did you feel like you had really let him down? Like,
I was heartbroken.
You felt really guilty?
I was heartbroken. I was crying. Like I said, I was sobbing. Anytime my dad's mad at me, it's just like, ugh, it's so much worse. No offense, Mom.
And your dad's a yeller.
My dad is a yeller when he needs to be a yeller. We both have, let's say, a short fuse, mm-hmm. which for me, it takes a lot for me to get there. But like, we have very little patience for things. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he had already told me, don't do it, but I persisted and I was like, yes, we're going. And then I get lost at midnight and then I'm running out of gas. It was like one thing led to another and it was just over.
Yeah. My dad was a yeller too. Like, he would be the guy that we'd be driving home and then he'd see the house all lit up and he's like, the house is lit up like a gosh darn Christmas tree. You know? So he would do that and that would be funny.
Yeah.
The time that I made my dad the maddest, though, also in high school, I was 16. I was learning to drive.
Uh-huh.
And when you're when you're a kid with your permit, you always want to drive everywhere.
Right, right.
And so we lived in rural Ohio, Dover, Ohio area. There was a lot of farmland. And I used to drive around the farmland, the fields.
Okay.
And practice driving.
Right.
And one day I was like begging him. I'm like, just let me take the car. Just let me drive it around and practice. And he's like, I can't come with you. You can't go. And I'm like, please, please let me do it, please. And, he left for somewhere and the car was still there. The car that I was driving.
You did it anyways.
I ended up like driving around the farms all by myself. And I got the car stuck in mud.
Oh, no. He was probably so pissed.
So when he got home, well, this is how I know that he was really mad, because I remember this. He's sitting at the dining room table. And when I confessed to him what I did, that the car is like 3 miles up the road stuck in mud.
Yeah.
He just made this audible sigh and his lip just came like hanging down and he just stared.
What?
I think for like 7 minutes.
Really?
Like he didn't say a word.
What a strange reaction.
Yeah, but that's how mad he was. So mad he was in shock. How mad did you ever make your dad? We've got time for that. 216-578-0104.
The Q Morning Show.
Because I just love her.
Real life.
Is my date going?
Oh, yes.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
Build up. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning.
Ready for Father's Day weekend?
Yes.
I have a list here. Stuff to do with Dad. Now, this is supposed to be a list of fun stuff to do, creative things.
Okay, and I'll tell you if my dad would want to do that or not. Because I can guarantee you 95% of the things that you're about to tell me, my dad would not want to do.
I'm gonna do the same exact thing. I'm going to I'm going to either endorse it or not.
Okay.
So on this list, an ice cream picnic.
No.
Why would he not like that?
He's just not a big ice cream guy.
Oh, I think it sounds nice.
Okay.
Go to the park somewhere where it's nice. Get some Mitchells. Sit on a blanket. I think that sounds fine. Backyard movie.
I think my dad would be down for that.
Yeah.
But that means he would have to put up the projector himself, and it would probably end up broken before it was ever, you know, off the ground.
Yeah, it would take some work, but it's entirely possible in my backyard. We've got a huge white garage. You could show movies on the side of that thing. So, yeah, backyard. So far, so good. Plant together.
Like plant, like things in the ground?
Yes.
I'm like, what other way can you mean that?
It basically means gardening. This is what I think.
Oh, my dad would actually love that.
Oh, come on.
He's a yard work type of guy. That's how he likes to spend his days.
I already get annoyed when I come home from work and Paula asks me to go outside and plant a lilac bush or whatever.
My dad loves that.
Don't want to be doing that on Sunday. Wash the car together.
My dad would like to do that.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he likes manual labor.
Now, it says on this list, make it fun, make some water balloons or something like that. I don't want to go wash the car. The kids can go wash the car. Paula can drive it up to, what, Sergeant
yeah,
Clean?
Zappies or wherever.
Then I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go out and wash it. Take a bike ride. Yeah, sure, that's fine. You know, my kids don't know how to ride bikes.
What?
Yeah, they're 11 and 7. They don't. We'll get into that another time. I don't think that's normal at all, but I would like to be a bike riding family. How about this? Rent his dream car for the day.
Oh, yeah. My dad loves cars.
Okay, what's his dream car?
I don't know what his dream car is, but he has a very old red Corvette, a T-top that he got. It's vintage. He got it last year. He used to ride motorcycles a lot. So I'm not sure if he could pick any one, which one would he pick? But he would probably take the one we already have out for a spin.
See, I think this is another horrible idea.
Really?
Renting a dream car for the day.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day,
you got to give it back.
You got to give it back.
Yeah.
That's not fun. And it just reminds you that, you know, if
it's not yours.
Yeah, it's not mine. And I'm a complete failure in life. I don't make enough money to have my dream car.
Right. That's true, I guess.
All right. We've got a trending report on the way next. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
New music Friday on the Q Morning Show.
Morgan was mentioning that a full album dropped last night, and it wasn't expected.
We'll get to that at the end.
We'll find out about that, I guess.
Yeah, we'll save the best for last.
All right.
But we have scoured the internet looking for new music. Every single Friday, we give you the biggest releases from biggest Q104 artists. Here's a collaboration that I don't want to say I never saw coming. I just did not know, and it's huge names. Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta. all coming together on one song?
Let's mash it up.
Let's do it. It's called Don't You Worry.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Okay.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So is this like a Bob Marley remake? Or I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on here.
I don't know. It sounds repetitive already.
Yeah.
Like just like every Black Eyed Peas song.
Or David Guetta song.
That's it. I'm gonna have that in my head.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Like David Guetta song ever does that. It's so funny. Okay, let's move on to John Legend. He dropped a new one called Honey featuring Muni Long.
You're sweeter than honey. You're sweeter than honey. Whatever honey. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sweeter than honey. You're sweeter than honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's not something that I normally would be into, but I think I am kind of into it.
Like if I was out somewhere at some bar and it came
yes.
on in the background, I'd be like, oh, this is cool.
Absolutely,
it's a song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Okay. Final song. Now this comes, Drake announced his 7th studio album dropped last night at midnight. It's called, the album is called Honestly Nevermind. It's his 2nd studio album in less than a year. He just dropped Certified Lover Boy in September of 2021. So here's one from that new album from Drake. It's called Falling Back.
Just like I expected, falling back on me, falling back high, falling back on me.
A lot of people speculating that this was randomly dropped at midnight because nobody knew that this was coming because Beyonce just announced that she's dropping an album in July.
Oh,
and people thought maybe he was going to drop it around the same time as her. So he moved it up so that he wouldn't have to compete with her because this album is totally out of left field.
Yeah, he wanted to get a head start
yeah.
and beat Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, I have some new music too.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it?
No. It's new for a lot of people right now, I'll say that.
Okay.
But the song actually came out in 1986.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I don't even think it was a big hit then. But the song has become popular again, all because of Stranger Things 4.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I'm almost done watching. I just have one more episode to finish season 4. But this song is very crucial to the plot of Stranger Things in the most latest season. I won't give you any spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
But now this song is resurging. It's breaking streaming records and downloads on iTunes and Spotify.
1986, was it?
Yeah, listen to it. What do you think? Should we play it on Q104? Let us know, because you pick the songs we play.
What's the song called?
Kate Bush. The song is called Running Up That Hill.
Okay, here we go.
Play it now.
Why are you laughing, Bill?
Just the look on your face. That's all. Q104 plays the hit.
Question mark.
Morgan's not so sure. Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, made popular again by Stranger Things 4.
Oh, my gosh. What did I just listen to?
It's 1986 all over again, Morgan.
Oh, my gosh. And that song is like, what, breaking records right now because it's in Stranger Things?
Yeah. Downloads, stream. I think it's, at least at one point, it was the number one song on iTunes.
Wow.
Yeah. And I see that you will not be voting yes on Q104.com.
I'm going to vote miss on this one. But hey, it's not about me. It's about the other people that listen to this station. So if they like it, be my guest.
I was just thinking about this. It's 1986 all over again. Kate Bush is on the radio. Yeah. Top Gun's in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Can we get gas prices back to
Please.
What they were in 1996? That would be good.
Well, I wasn't alive then. So maybe push it back a couple years.
All right. Let's get into this right now. Because it is Father's Day weekend. Let's do a dad joke off.
Oh, gosh.
Dad jokes.
I don't know how good I'm going to be at dad jokes.
Here's how it's going to work. You're going to give me a joke.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you a joke. And I want to demonstrate how it's going to go right now. So I thought we'd bring in a special guest to help demonstrate the dad joke off.
So I don't have to do it right this second?
Yeah. Let's bring in my ringer. He is my 7-year-old son.
Aw.
Drew.
Drew.
Good morning, Drew. Say hi to Morgan, Drew.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You sound like you're in a good mood this morning.
Yes.
Can you tell us some dad jokes before you head off and go to camp today?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and start up. We'll do a dad joke off, all right?
What button on the keyboard do astronauts use the most?
What part of the keyboard do astronauts use the most? I already know the answer to this one.
I don't know, Drew. Tell me.
The space bar.
The space bar. Drew, what's Forrest Gump's password?
What?
One Forrest One. Okay, you go. Next one.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
It was too tired.
Drew, what's the best time to go to the dentist? Tooth hurty.
Oh, my God.
All right, you go.
How many apples grow on a tree?
I don't know. How many apples grow on a tree?
All of them.
Oh, that was a good one. Drew, a minute.
Drew, how does Moses make his coffee? He brews it.
Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
I don't know. Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
He couldn't see himself doing it.
Excellent job. So you get how this works, right, Morgan?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Drew. Have a great day today at camp.
Bye.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, so dad joke off. You give me a joke, and if you want to have your kids call up and give us a joke too, that's fine too. I'll give you a joke right back. 216-578-0104. Let's get to the dad joke off.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Real life, real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Dad joke off.
Drew did an excellent job. He has comedic timing. He was good.
Maybe that'll be his calling.
Maybe.
Because I haven't figured him out yet, so I don't know what he's going to do in life. Right now, he can do anything he wants to. Let's go to Mike in Cuyahoga Falls. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Will you be celebrating Father's Day on Sunday?
Absolutely.
How many kids?
I got two.
Nice. I hope they...
Do you have a demon child like Bill does?
Oh, man. I think we can all secretly tell everyone that we have those, you know?
Yeah. We won't ask you which one it is.
Right. Yeah. It's undisclosed.
All right, Mike, dad joke off. You give me yours, I'll give you mine. Go ahead.
All right. What kind of shoes do spies wear?
I don't know. What?
Sneakers.
All right, Mike. Why did the farmer decide to try a career in music?
Ooh, how come?
Because he had a ton of sick beats.
I dig that one. Hey, that one's coming to work with me this morning.
There you go. Tell it to your kids on Sunday, Mike. They'll love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
Good job, Mike.
Happy great Father's Day. All right, Morgan. Unfortunately, okay. The dad joke off is over because Mike was the only one who called.
I have one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how good I'm going to be at dad jokes.
No, go ahead. Give it to me. You're going to be great.
What vegetable is cool, but not that cool?
Vegetable's cool. I don't know what.
A radish.
I like that
Get
one.
It?
Yes,
Get it?
Get like
it? Radish? Radish? Radish?
Did you know that the first French fries weren't cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
But I'm... Ha, 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 ha. Very funny. Okay, I only have one. Please don't ask me to do another one.
No, I'm not going to ask you.
Okay.
And in fact, judging by the amount of people that called in for the dad joke-off, apparently nobody wanted to do this at all.
I liked it's Mike's. Fine. Mike did a fantastic job.
Mike was awesome. It's all right. It's fine. I'll take the hint.
You're reigning supreme. No, that just means that you've won. Everybody listening was like, wow, Bill is king of dad jokes. I cannot go up against him.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. Not on Father's Day weekend.
Leave that to your son.
Lizzo, let's go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It has been a competitive week of Battle of the Burbs, but it all comes to a wrap today here on Friday. Morgan is your host. We have our players. Let's go.
We have Berlin Heights, Wadsworth, and Olmsted Falls getting ready to rep for their city. I got to say, I threw a very hard one in there at the end, Bill. So we'll see how many rounds this goes
today. Oh, my God.
I know, right? If you pay attention, you'll know, but I don't think people do. Let's go to caller 14.
Not today so far.
It's Dominic in Berlin Heights. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
How's Berlin Heights this morning, Dominic?
Good. Cleveland, I'm sure it's hot.
Yeah, how's your Friday vibe? Are you feeling good? Looking forward to the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a friend's wedding tomorrow. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, nice. All right, Dominic. Well, here we go. Four questions. 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Question number one. Where is Big Ben located?
London.
That is correct. Question number two. Bachelor in Paradise airs on what network?
ABC.
Question number three. Who won the NBA Finals last night?
Gold State Warriors.
I have a feeling Dominic's not going to get this one right.
I feel so bad for Dominic
okay,
right now.
Okay, Dominic. Question number four. Hailey Bieber dropped a new skincare line this week. What's the name of it?
Hailey?
Oh, poor Hailey. Poor Dominic.
Dominic.
You did so well.
I know.
Well.
You did do so well, Dominic. Better luck next time. Let's go to Leah in Wadsworth. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
You have four questions. 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one, where is Big Ben located?
London.
Bachelor in Paradise airs on what network?
ABC.
Who won the NBA Finals last night?
The Warriors.
Question four, for the win, Hailey Bieber dropped a new skincare line this week. What's the name of it?
I think it's Dime.
It's not Dime. No. Sorry, Leah. Let's go to Kate in Olmsted Falls. Kate, good morning.
Hi.
How are you in Olmsted Falls this morning, Kate?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you ready to play Battle of the Burbs?
Sure.
Okay, four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Question number one, where is Big Ben located?
London.
Bachelor in Paradise airs on what network?
ABC.
Who won the NBA Finals last night?
The Warriors.
Hailey Bieber dropped a new skincare line this week. What is the name of it?
Is it Road?
It is Road! Peyton Olmsted Falls! Congratulations!
Awesome, thank you so much!
Thank goodness. Did you Google that in the last couple of minutes, or did you just know?
I might have Googled it. Yeah.
Well, fun fact for you all, Road is Haley's middle name, which is why it is called Road. There you go. The more you know on the Q Morning Show.
Good.
There you have it. Got Olmsted Falls back up on the map of smartest cities. That makes win number 8. Not only that, lunch on us, a Q104 pack and Mr. Hero combo meals. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Of course, we got to play Bieber, Mr. Bieber.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you know how I know?
Why?
Yes.
because I'm shuffling papers around.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Why are you nervous? You shouldn't be nervous.
A little nervous right now because I told Morgan that I wanted to do something here, but I didn't tell her what I wanted to do. So that's why it makes me a little nervous.
I have full faith in you.
Well, Father's Day is this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be my 11th year as a dad. But this is going to be the first Father's Day without my dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. How did I not know that?
I don't know. I haven't really talked about it.
Yeah.
A whole lot. But it was in May of last year that our family decided to put my dad into a full care nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somewhere deep down, I just knew that he was not going to be able to go home again.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the only reason that I moved back to Ohio, but it was a pretty big reason.
Yeah.
Why I came back. And I got to spend 3 months together with my dad, and I visited him as much as I could, and I brought him his favorite foods and milkshakes from Mitchell's. And I am so grateful for those 3 months.
I mean, I know that the circumstances in which you came back were probably not ideal for you, but looking back on that time that you got to spend with him, it's like everything really does happen for a reason. I know it's so cliche and somewhat corny to say, but I mean, that is a perfect example.
It sure does. Yeah. And so we lost him in October. But yeah, I was able to see him as much as I could. He could see me and he could see his grandchildren.
Yeah.
Which was most important.
So, how old was he? Do you mind me asking?
82.
How are you feeling this, like coming into this weekend?
I don't know. I'm almost kind of figuring it out right now. So do you have do your parents have a Morgie box?
Oh yeah. Of all the stuff that I did growing up and in elementary school. Yeah.
I think a lot of parents do. So my parents had one for me, and, it has all my yearbooks in it and report cards and stuff like that. And my mom gave it to me and I put it up in my office, and I was going through it the other night. And I found a letter that my dad wrote me during my senior year of high school. And I've obviously read it before because, as you can see, the letter is opened. But I haven't seen this letter probably since I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
But I found it. I have it. And I wanted to open it for the first time in years and read it on the show.
Oh, my gosh, Bill. This is so special. Do I mind? Absolutely not.
Well, it's about 22 pages long. So I
can see that it's only one.
It's just one page. All right. So this was written on March 30th, 1993.
Wow.
Bill, although I don't always express it to you, I am very happy and proud of the way you have grown to be a good Christian man. Although you don't always realize or want to admit it, you do care about your God, your family, and your fellow persons. I see it in the smallest gesture, word, or deed you do for someone. You do care, whether you know the reason or not. That is what I have hoped for you. You can be whatever you dream, as long as you put your God and your fellow man before yourself. Thanks for that.
That is so sweet, Bill. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks for letting me do it.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning. Go on
and entertain me. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center. Hurt in a car? Call KNR.
Q104 plays the hits. Front row tickets for New Kids on the Block in less than 10 minutes. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning. And our dear friend Austin Love from WKYC Channel 3 is joining us for another episode of Love in the Land. Good morning, Austin.
You better believe it. I love the stark contrast of whatever that first song was, like the very slow and then hello, hello, hello right in your face.
Yeah.
So yeah, pumped up to be here.
Yeah, I had to break it up a little bit. So Austin's got a big summer. He's getting married this summer, from what I understand.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
I am getting married this summer. Yeah, everyone's invited. Yeah, come on. July 23rd. It's one of those things that, like, we've had to, like, remind ourselves. It just keeps getting more real and real and real. Like, yesterday we did our final walkthrough at our venue, and now I'm, like, looking at things, and I'm like, crap, like, I got to get this. I got to get that. Like, all of these, like, minor little details. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
How was the bachelor party last weekend?
I'm still alive. I know that's kind of a good bachelor party.
But are you recovered is the question.
I was decently recovered. I did buy some Livaplex, like a vitamin for your liver. So that is helping, you know, rejuvenate me.
But
yeah, we had a lot of fun. Yeah, we did a little houseboat action, like 13 guys. It was like camping and a big RV in the water. So yeah, we had fun.
All right, so what are we talking about today? Because I have a guess what we're talking about today, but I wanted to wait to see. So you go ahead, and I'll see if I'm right.
We're doing a shout-out for the dads. You know, we are doing a little Father's Day, what you can do for dad, or what dad can maybe just do by himself if you want away from the family this weekend. But, Bill, happy Father's Day to you. But
thank you.
First and foremost, so there's the – if your dad's like a big, like, gearhead, you can take him to the – 64th Annual Classic Antique and Collector Car Show. This is at the Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens in Akron. And so 400 classic and antique cars manufactured between 1915 and 1996. And it's really depressing to hear that a classic car is considered from 1996, being born in 1992. But, yeah, so tickets there are $6 to $16. That's at 9 a.m. Go check that out. Also, there's a Beatles brunch at Music Box Supper Club. There's, you know, Bloody Marys, everything you can do. There's also going to be some Beatles hits performed by the Sunrise Jones Band. Also a buffet, $18 to $25. That's from noon to 2 p.m. At the Music Box Supper Club. And then Father's Day, Hofburg House, having a huge kind of, buffet there, brunch, there's barbecue, pierogies, plenty of beer, of course. That starts at $50. So go check that out. And then if your dad's like a serial killer, you could do this, a Dad's Day Run. This is like the last thing that I'd want to do on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go run a 5K. But this is a great event. One of my good friends, Matt Wintz, is hosting this event. He's a meteorologist at Channel 3, and it seems like a great event. It starts at 8 a.m., and it is at the Shaker Heights Library and also the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Community Center. They're raising money for a great cause as well. This is the 20th year that they've done this. So they do, you can do a walk, run, something like that too. So, yeah, it would be a great opportunity to get the fam together, burn some calories, and then dad can just, smoke up the BBQ and light up a cigar or something like that. Why not,
I love it.
I was totally wrong. I that's not what I thought you were going to talk about. Like, I guess it makes sense. I guess it makes sense you were talking about dad stuff, but I thought you were going to talk about this new place that's opening up in Ohio City.
Oh, yeah, the Bright Side. Some of our friends own that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was there last night. It was a blast. Yeah, Bright Side is fantastic. Yeah, they had like a little soft opening. And today I was talking to one of the owners, Sam McNaughton. He's like, we're like telling people it's open, but we're not like making a huge deal about it. So I guess now I'm talking about it on the radio. So go check out Bright Side. It's fantastic. And I'm actually doing a story there. Next week we'll be shooting something, and then look out for that one. But guys, the biggest news I think of my life besides getting married, I'm throwing out the first pitch of the Guardians game on June 28th. So you guys got to come check that out.
Oh yeah, we definitely will.
Well, someone absolutely.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, keep us in mind. Put us in your suite for that night.
I'll see what I can do. I can do.
Very good, Austin Love from WKYC Channel 3. He's also worth a follow on social media at Austin Love TV. He makes me laugh.
Yes, we love you, Austin.
Yeah. Thanks, Austin. Have a good weekend.
Guys. We'll see you. Yep.
Have a good Father's Day.
Front row tickets for New Kids on the Block. Coming up next. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. All this week, we have been counting down to the front row for New Kids on the Block.
Today is the big day, the biggest day of the week when it comes to winning these tickets.
For sure. We started out with fifth row on Monday. Here we are on Friday with front row tickets for the show. Hold on. It's in front of me here. Oh, yeah.
Front row tickets. Tuesday, June 21st.
Yep. Tuesday night. Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt-N-Pepa is going to be there. Today, we're playing, once again, the Sing-Along Song Challenge. And we're back to a New Kids song. I'm going to play the song. What you have to do is finish the lyric. That is it. If you can do it, you win front row tickets for New Kids. Here is today's song.
Listen up, everybody, if you want to take a chance.
I couldn't do it.
Just finish it right there. If you can,
come on, people. Let's go. Front row tickets.
216-578-0104. We'll start with caller 14. We'll take the first correct caller after that. Good luck. Front row NKOTB on the line.
Waking up. Getting you up and going. Waking up. With hit after hit. Rise and shine. After hit. Waking up every day.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Here we go.
Yes, front row tickets to New Kids on the Block, June 21st at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on the line. We've been waiting all week for this moment.
And we're playing the sing-along song challenge, and I think that we have another duet that are going to try for the sing-along song challenge today.
I love it when the friends call in together. It's my favorite.
It's Mary and Nicole. They are nurses in Beechwood. And I'm imagining that right now at the doctor's office, someone has an appointment like at 8:30. They're still waiting in the waiting room. They're like, what is taking so long? And really, it's Mary and Nicole on the phone right now on hold trying to win front row tickets for New Kids. That's what's happening, right, Mary and Nicole?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's happening right now. All right, so sing-along song challenge. I'm going to play the clip for you. The two of you in tandem can go ahead and sing the rest of the song, can finish the lyrics, and if you get it right, we'll put you in the front row for New Kids on Tuesday
Woo!
Night.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
We're going to put you in a trance with a funky song.
Because you got
to
be.
We're going to put you in a trance
with a funky song.
Woo! Yay!
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the front row.
Woo! Oh, my God. We haven't missed a show yet.
Oh, wow. Was Together. This going to be your first time going in the front row?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so excited for you guys. If you didn't get the lyrics for that song, they would probably just eject you from the front row because you need to. Yeah, you need to know. Mary and Nicole, thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for listening this morning. Tell us what station is putting you in the front row for NKOTB.
Q104.
Woo!
Woo!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.